Brew's hand began to jerk, and that scared him. We were all jumpy. It wasn't that we were hurt. It was just that we couldn't get down. We had been shooting and screaming and scared that somebody, that something, was going to kill us. We just couldn't get down that easily. It didn't stop when they blew the whistle. I didn't know if it would ever stop. After a while, Johnson noticed that we were all whispering. He laughed a quiet little laugh, and we all laughed about that. "How the hell do you smoke a cigarette with half of it in your mouth?" Gearhart asked Pee-wee.
"You know what this is?"
Pee-wee asked.
"This is the first cigarette I've ever smoked."
Later, we went to the recreation hooch and watched the news. It was all about President Johnson trying to get a bill passed to help the urban poor, and then something about the Pueblo, which had been taken over by the North Koreans. Then there was a big thing on the Super Bowl and whether or not the Packers had a dynasty going. It wasn't real that people were thinking about things like that when all this shit was going on. It just wasn't real. Sleeping didn't come hard. It didn't come at all. I was asleep, in a way, and yet I wasn't. "Pee-wee?"
"What?"
"How you doing?"
"Okay." "How you doing?"
"Okay," I said. "You know what happened today in the hut?"
"What?"
"That VC popped up from no damn where," I said. "First thing I heard was him trying to blow me away. His weapon didn't work. If it had, he would have got me, Pee-wee. He would have got me." I started crying. And Pee-wee got up and came to my bunk. He put his arms around me and held me until we both fell asleep.